Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Dan McHugh is with the Montgomery County Young Republicans. He joins us right now. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Brian. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Pretty good. So tell me what the reason behind your push is here for term limits in Montgomery County, because, you know, George Leventhal thinks that it's dumb and unnecessary and it's just a protest gesture.
Well, isn't that nice of George to say that? You know, George is worried. George makes over $100,000 a year being a county councilman, and in 2013, him and the boys down in Rockville, all Democrat, all nine of them, four of them live in, of course, in Tacoma Park, four of the nine, which is just outrageous. They gave themselves a 17% pay increase. So why on earth would they want to quit these cushy jobs where they're making over 100 grand a year? They get to travel around the world on the country's dime. Ike Leggett wasted nearly 10 grand of our money earlier this year to go to Cuba for 5 days, looking for economic opportunity in a country that has no economic opportunity.
Dan, I absolutely agree that, the action sometimes of the council is puzzling. I have real issues with the way the council conducts its business. You're absolutely right about that. But what about those who would say to you, well, we have term limits. Every time you go to the polls, you have the opportunity to throw them out of office.
Well, yeah, that's true. But, at the end of the day, it's a very rigged system in Montgomery County.
How is it rigged?
Well, we have special interests. You have three major special interests in Montgomery County. Mm-hmm. Casa de Maryland, the Teachers Union, the MCEA, they put out this thing called the Apple Ballot, and the SEIU. And they're all in the back pocket of the Democratic Party of Montgomery County. And if you work in early polling, you'll be standing out there working a poll on election day. You'll see the Teachers Union person with a shirt on, the CASA person, the SEIU person, and they're all standing at the Democrat table. And then I'm standing there alone at the Republican table handing out literature. And you look over and you say, gee, look at all, who's running the show here?
Yeah.
In Montgomery County. One side, and they deny. I've had Democrats, Heather Mazur denied that those groups are special interest groups, even at a debate I was at in Montgomery College, Germantown, in 2014.
Dan McHugh is with the Montgomery County Young Republicans. He's part of the move to get term limits enacted in that county, and it will be on the ballot. You won your referendum. You got enough signatures. It'll be there this November. But you just said, with the special interests and everything, that who's running the show. Well, could it be argued, Dan, that the voters of Montgomery County are, in fact, running the show? Because let's face it, I know that you're a member of the Young Republicans, and that's a growing group in Montgomery County, but Republicans in MoCo are still vastly outnumbered by Democrats, and the Democrats have voted the government that they want.
Well, I mean, that I guess you can say that, but at the end of the day, it comes down to resources running a campaign. In 2014, there were several of all the guys, the members that ran for county council on the Republican side. The most successful one was a guy named Dick Turgina. He got 40% of the vote against Craig Rice. The other ones, Robert Dyer, Shelley Skolnick, Adol Williams, and Crispy Otez. I mean, between the four of those guys, and minus Dick, because Dick raised a couple grand, they had maybe $1,000, $2,000 bucks between all of them that they were able to raise, compared to what guys like Elric and Leventhal and Florine and Ike Leggett himself, they've got tens of hundreds of, like Leggett alone has over $100,000 in his campaign war chest. How are we, it's really important, when you've got that little amount of money, you can't afford to run ads or do or do a mailer to compete against. You know, we go out and knock. I was out knock. We were out. We go out and knock on doors every single weekend from Labor Day weekend to Election Day. All they have to do is send out a direct mail a week before the election because they got the money to do it, and we get crushed.
Well, so, Brian, you're a big fan of Ms. Florine, I know. You guys go way back. Yeah. I mean, Dan does make a point here, doesn't he, about the intransigence of the people who are on the council, regardless of party. They know they're not going to be opposed, so that's why they behave the way they do to members of the media like you, Brian.
They do. They treat you with disregard because they can.
Right.
Because they simply can. Well, okay, so what is the status of your effort to get term limits on the ballot?
So here's the status at this point. We are at about close, almost 13,000 signatures. We need 10,000 verified. The deadline is at the beginning of August, is when they're going to be dropped off at the county executive.
Well, forgive me. I misspoke. I thought that this was in the bag. I thought it was already official. No. Well, let's get some urgency on this then, because at the very
there
least...
There is. This weekend, we are going out to grocery stores all across the county to collect signatures. We are already over the mark. They will eliminate a bunch of these. Ike Leggett is going to bring in an attorney, and they're going to go through these signatures with a fine-tooth comb to try to eliminate as many as possible. We need 10,000. We've got 13,000 now. We're trying to get a safety net of about 15,000.
Okay.
We've got till August. We've got another month, and we're going to get it done. We're going to make it happen. We're going to get it on the ballot. We're going to fight for change. And just remember, the county council is so out of touch. They raised property taxes in this county 8.7% to go into effect next year. They increased a recordation tax. Those will be fees on the purchases and the sellings of homes in this county. A whole bunch of realtors testified against it, and they ignored these people completely. They ignored the will of the people of Bethesda over the Westbard Sector Plan Shopping Center redevelopment plan. Many people in Bethesda did not want this. They protested against it. They started a community thing to fight it, and the council still voted 9-0 and ignored these people. In 2013, the council voted themselves a 17% pay raise. I mean, these guys make over $100,000 a year as county councilmen. That's ridiculous. And they raise property taxes at the end of the day for the schools. That's what they say. Their motto is make the pie bigger. Make the pie bigger. But here's the absurdity of that: 50%. Of our county's operating budget by law has to go to the Montgomery County Public Schools. You're talking about a $5 billion operating budget, $2.5 billion to the schools, but $2.5 of that billion, 90% of that goes to the salaries and benefits.
All right, Dan McHugh, we got to leave it there. We know you're passionate. You're full of lots of reasons why the Democrats are messing up Montgomery County.
You're preaching to the choir here, Dan, I promise you.
But we do appreciate it. But listen, something needs to change with the Montgomery County politics and the leadership there. Dan McHugh of the Montgomery County Young Republicans says it's time for term limits. He's getting the signatures for the referendum. You jump out there, stick your name on it, because, you know, let the people decide.